Hello, this is Zach.
Progress update with your account to go over the Google Ads and what people have been searching up, as well as keywords that are showing you on the first page. So it's kind of like a recap of everything. This usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Is now a good time, or would you like to reschedule for a better time?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, great. So we'd like to go over the progress of your account and what we have done for your campaign. Your account is only a couple of weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we've completed your keywords research, content creation, which is search engine optimized, and submission to major search engines including Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And all of this will tie together to bring you more brand awareness and the online exposure for customers actively searching for your services. So the first thing I wanted to go over would be the Google Ads. For this part, I can either go over it all verbally with you, or if you'd like to visually follow along, you can log in using a phone or computer, whichever you prefer though.
I can just explain it.
Yep, definitely. So for the Google Ads, you can view this on the dashboard, but there are 11 clicks and 838 impressions. Impressions are people that have seen your Google ad based on the different keywords that they're searching up, and by seeing your ad, they see your phone number and a brief description of the services that you provide, whereas the clicks, those are people that click onto the ad itself, and then that redirects them to your website for more information. So the main two things that we do here at Local Splash would be the Google Ads and the Google Maps section. That way when people type in like deck refinishing or deck repair in my area near me, they typically see the Google Ads pop up first, and then below that is the map section. So we want to get both people that click on the ads and then the people that, you know, skip over the ads and go directly to the map section. It looks like
the map section? I do.
Oh, yes, on the map section of Google. So for example, it looks like deck refinishing is showing you on the first page of Google on the map section, and deck repair. I did type in deck refinishing Sebastopol, California, but it should also work for any of your other service areas, and if people type like near me, around me, in my area, and they're in these different locations.
Okay, because I recently searched refinishing Sebastopol just as if I popped up on the maps, and I see myself on the on the search results, but in terms of the maps, I don't see myself on there. It only shows Bailey's and Deckmasters.
I just tried it here. So deck refinishing, Sebastopol, California, and then more businesses. And let's see, it's spot number 1, 2, 3, 4, spot number 5, on the map section of Google. It looks like Villanova.
Okay.
Is one spot above you, then there's Alter Eagle, Bailey's Decks, and then Deckmaster Fine Decks.
Okay, hold on, let me search here real quick.
So yeah, Deck Refinishing, Sebastopol, California, and then I see it says Ad. And that's the Google Ads, and then below that is the map section. And the Google Ads, those get filtered through. The Google Ads show as long as there's a budget towards it, you know, for the Google Ads. So out of the $249 that's monthly, we put $100 aside for Google Ads, and then those run until people have clicked on it. So if people just see the ad and they don't click on it, it doesn't come out of the Google Ad budget. Only whenever someone clicks on the link. Yeah.
You know what the cost per click is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the cost per click is? Like, how many clicks I get with $100?
So it looks like there is... I want to say it looks like it's about... We have it set at $10 or under per click, and it really depends on what Google charges for the season, the location, and the industry, and that varies depending on the month. But typically about $200 worth of Google Ads run the full month. $100 typically runs about half of the month, and it gets roughly around, I would say, anywhere from 7 to 10 clicks. Depending on the season, you can get up to like 20 clicks.
Sweet. Okay. And I just clicked up I'm seeing myself on right now, so that's...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's cutting out. Were you able to see yourself pop up when you typed in Decker Finishing?
Yeah, it's popping up now.
Okay, great. Yeah, so it looks like everything, you know, started to make its way to the first page. There are a few things that you can do to help out your Google listing, which would be reviews. Reviews are very important for it. Not only does it speed up the process with your ranking and position with the different keywords, but it also just looks better for any clients that are searching. Since on the map section, they see your business name, you know, your hours of operation, your phone number. But the main thing is the amount of reviews that you have and then the average rating of reviews. So I typically say that 10 is a good number to try to reach starting off with.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of people I can get reviews from. I've been waiting for my maps pop up so that I can start calling people, so I'll get to work on that immediately.
Definitely. There's actually something that we can create that'll make it a lot more convenient for customers to leave reviews. It's called a tiny URL. It's kind of like a bit.ly link. So what it is it's a short link that you can either verbally provide to a client when you're on a job site, or you can send it to a client in a text message or in an email after a job. And whenever someone clicks on this link, it'll directly take them to leave a review as if they clicked the review button on Google itself. So it makes it a lot more easier for clients. They just go to this link, and it'll take them to leave a review. There's no additional cost for this. Would you like it to be created?
Yes, please. Can it be sent to my, text message to me?
Yeah, definitely. I'll text that to you after this call. That way you can share it around with any friends, family members, or past clients.
Sweet. Thank you.
Alrighty. And then another thing we wanted to bring up here as well is posts. Now, what posts are is they show up underneath your Google listing, so they're a good way to reach out to any past or future clients, you know, as well. It's kind of a way to make an announcement of a sort. We do have one that gets created on a weekly basis just to appease Google and their algorithm, but we don't charge any extra for posts either. So you can either do it on the dashboard. We have a few different templates available, or you can email us, call us, or text us with a post idea, and we can get one created for you. So some people would do like a free estimate one. It could be like a new customer discount, senior citizen or veteran discount. It could mention, you know, like happy holidays around, you know, different holidays or seasons. Those are just a few examples of posts.
Okay, excellent. Could you include in the text message information about posts so that I remember to do that?
Yeah, definitely. I'll make sure to mention posts in text message, and I'll just kind of explain it via text, you know, once more there as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then we did also just want to mention we do also offer Facebook advertisement as well. I see that we had made that Facebook page for you, so we just like to bring that up during this call if it's something that you may be interested in. What it would do is when people would go on Google and they look up, you know, that they're interested in deck refinishing or, you know, any of your keywords, and they go on Facebook and they're scrolling down, your ads could pop up for them, you know, on Facebook as well. That is an additional cost, though. The minimum for Facebook is 100 monthly, but with the amount of clicks that you get on Facebook, you usually get a lot more clicks on Facebook compared to Google. Facebook is usually cheaper per click. Is this something that you
actually got? I've actually got a Facebook page running, and I've got a bunch of ads on Facebook. Is there a way to, like, link out or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. We can link it up here. Because I see in the client interview, I see in the client interview we were making a new Facebook page. Is that the one that you were talking about, or is it another one?
There was a website that was made for me, and I didn't really like it, and so I had a web designer design a new page for me, and then I requested that be replaced with my old website, and I'm wondering if maybe that's what, maybe they thought I was talking about Facebook or something, because
yeah.
I don't remember ever discussing Facebook with anyone, and then on top of that, I've also gotten a message that was saying that I got lead information from my website, but I'm wondering, like, would I still be getting that message if I was using my website? Because my website actually has, a little widget on it where they can actually message me directly.
So I know on the website that we had created, because I see here the RussianRiverDex.com, I see that one. Let me double-check and see which one we're promoting. Yeah, because I see that we made that other one for you here as well. And whenever a person enters in their information on the request information page, it'll go to the dashboard, so they can enter their name, email, phone, their address, or you know any of that. Let's see. I'm going to just check the listing, see which one we're promoting. Okay, so it looks like we're promoting the business one, so your one. But we do have the one that we had made like still in the back office that we can always switch it to if you ever wanted to switch it to that one. But I do see that we're promoting the RussianRiverDecks.com.
Perfect. Okay. And then does it cost anything extra to connect the Facebook page I already have going, or is that right?
So we can link up your Facebook here. I would actually recommend if you can send us an email with it, because I see that it looks like we just have your personal one on file. We don't have the business page.
Okay.
But yes, if you can just email that to us. What we do with Facebook is if you add us as a manager, we optimize it as a one-time for free. But if you'd like us to make continuous like posts on it, or if you would like us to create Facebook ads for it, then that would be a monthly cost. But just to have it like on file, or if you wanted to put it, you know, on the website that we made, then there isn't like any cost for that.
Okay, excellent. I've got someone who does regular posts for me on my Facebook, so yeah. I'll probably just keep letting them do that, and then just have you guys connect it, and that would be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I'll send out an email here with the instructions as add us to your business Facebook page instructions.
Perfect. Thank you.
Alrighty. And it does have pictures step-by-step with how to do that.
Sweet.
Alrighty. Did you have any other questions or any other concerns here today?
No, that actually filled in a lot of stuff I was wondering about. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for choosing Local Splash and taking the time to speak with me, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.